Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Kirkwood Community College in Cedar Rapids will soon have its first female president. Dr. Lori Sundberg will take office in August. Since 2010, she served as president of Carl Sandburg College in Galesburg. A native of Galesburg, she started working at Sandburg as an adjunct economics instructor back in 1995. Well, Davenport police took lethal action that was reasonable and justified when two officers shot and killed a man last month. Michelle O'Neill has more.
On November 19th, around 5:15 a.m., officers Justin King and Brenda Wallin responded to a burglary call in the 400 block of East 12th Street in Davenport. Scott County Attorney Mike Walton says they talked with two witnesses and 26-year-old Matthew Tobin for about 10 minutes. Then Tobin tried to run out a back door and started hitting Wallin, who blocked his path. Tobin fired his gun three times during a two-minute struggle. After a bullet hit Officer King in the ear, he told Wallin he was going to pass out. She fired twice, hitting Tobin in the shoulder and torso, but Tobin continued to struggle.
As Officer King is losing consciousness in this struggle, he says to Officer Wallin, hit him again. And at that point, Officer Wallin shoots him for the third time, and that third shot is what finally ended the struggle.
Both Davenport police officers are still on injury leave and will eventually return to work. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
A multi-campus church in the Quad Cities is expanding again. After buying the former Kone building in downtown Moline last summer, Heritage Church has announced plans for the 117,000-square-foot building. Pastor Jeremiah Gomez says the new Heritage campus will be used for church services and other events, but will also offer space to community organizations in what he calls a community engagement center.
It's maybe helpful to understand our journey with the Esperanza Center, the Erickson School, where we were able to kind of repurpose that after it was closed to a place of community engagement. And so we have several partnerships there that we've just created space for community organizations that are already doing great things to continue to do those great things.
Heritage Church was founded in 1964 and now has campuses in Rock Island, Moline, Bettendorf, and Kewaunee. He says their normal weekly attendance on Sunday is about 2,500. Gomez says the Kone building will be similar to the Esperanza Center that Heritage Church bought 2 years ago. Investigators say speed appears to have been a factor in a fatal crash that sent a Ferrari plowing into a home in Maysville, Iowa. The crash sparked an explosion and fire that destroyed the home. Scott County Sheriff Tim Lane told the Quad City Times that the Tuesday night crash killed the driver of the sports car, 58-year-old Kelly DeWolf from Wheatland. One person was in the home at the time of the crash, but was able to escape unhurt. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.